24-year-old Colorado shooting suspect James Holmes bought an assault rifle, two automatics, and a shotgun at gun shops, 6,000 rounds of ammunition online, without ever showing up on the radar of law enforcement. Contrast that with 26-year-old Muslim-American Rezwan Firdaus, who pled guilty last week to attempting to fly remote-controlled airplanes into federal buildings. The FBI had him on their radar screen for more than a year. They made him the focus of a sting operation, which provided him with cash and even the planes that otherwise he likely wouldn't have had. Why one young man on the radar and not the other? Well, reporter David Boeri of our mothership WBUR talked to federal agents who said a comparison of the cases raises troubling questions about the FBI's approach to counterterrorism. David joins us in the studio. And David, you know, what's the big question?
The big question is what the most effective approach to counterterrorism is. The FBI is very good at sting operations. They have carried out a number of sting operations with Firdaus, for instance. They actually bought him the plane, bought him the trip to Washington, bought him the rent on the warehouse to prepare it, brought him the guns and the bombs, and they even provided the fake Al-Qaeda terrorists for him. They're very good at that. The question is, how much of a threat are the people that are being bagged by these sting operations constitute? Because the real danger, people say, is that real terrorists are flying under the radar because the mainstay has been these sting operations for low-hanging fruit.
Okay, and you were struck by this last week when U.S. Attorney Jack Pirozzolo stood outside the federal courthouse here in Boston and had this to say. Now, this is the day after the Colorado shooting, and he's talking about lone wolf bad guys.
One of the things that is becoming an increasing part of our mission is to identify, contain, and then bring to justice those lone wolves who would do harm.
Well, he's not talking about James Holmes. He's talking about Firdaus. That's the criticism.
Without irony.
But is this fair, David? Because Firdaus came to the FBI's attention because of a tip. He'd been saying outrageous things in a mosque. They have to follow through on him. I mean, would they have picked up on James Holmes?
Well, if James Holmes was a Muslim American, people tell me, they absolutely would have been all over him. And one reason, you got to understand that one reason is not necessarily because of the FBI, but because of people and their conditioning to expect that terrorists are going to have Muslim names and be Muslim.
Well, in fact, you speak to a national security expert, James Banford. He told you, again, if James Holmes had had a Muslim name, he would have come to a great deal of attention with a lot less purchases. But how? I mean, we know there's data mining from the FBI, but is there, I mean, can you data mine 6,000 rounds of ammunition?
You know, you can data mine that. It's not enough to say, well, we don't have a reporting system, so therefore we didn't know. Somebody who sold 6,000 rounds of ammunition online to somebody had to have said, wow, this guy bought 6,000 rounds of ammunition. Then there's somebody else when he orders combat gear and he wants 2 days expedited shipping on it. Somebody has to say, wow.
Well,
now, if he's a name like Firdaus, they are saying, wow, and they're picking up the phone.
I see what you're
part
saying.
Of the problem here is that people aren't making these same judgments for somebody that has a non-Muslim name. So that's one thing that's going on. You know, and you got to understand the culture we're in this post 9/11 world. In 2010, Americans killed by terrorists worldwide, 15. Americans shot to death in America, 31,500. We are looking for terrorists representing foreign ideologies. And when the assistant U.S. attorney said lone wolves, he's talking about the context of Muslims. And what this illustrates is they're missing both perhaps dangerous Muslims and dangerous homegrown American terrorists.
Dave, we've got just about a minute. You point to a tactic used by the DEA here in Massachusetts, real brief.
Well, this is the idea of intelligence gathering. You go out with a DEA to chemical companies and others and say, look, we're not trying to stop you from selling anything. If you hear something, if somebody makes a purchase, it looks odd, make us the call. They found that very, very effective in surveilling people.
That's like post-Oklahoma City. People who sold fertilizer were told the same thing. David Boeri from our mothership WBUR, his full reporting on this, terrific reporting, David, we'll post it at hereandnow.org so everybody can hear it. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Back in 30 seconds, Here and Now.